system for the park is right there by
I know,
the,
our water system is right on
and that pond
that's
you come
gonna be
by coming in,
affected.
that runoff runs right down through that property. They put a pretty good sized culvert in there, but they put a dam before it with a little spillway on it to hold the water, so much water back. But
That always flows over. And
we had
we've
another
told
guy
them.
that's fighting this. He lives right on 7. And that creek runs like this down through his front yard. It goes under Route 7, runs into Yankee Creek, right into the Shenango River. So if you have some spill or anything out there by that, where's it going? Going back to Pennsylvania and their drinking water.
Right.
And we've told ODNR and anybody that would listen, all the people of Columbus, they know because it's been spread everywhere on the internet,
now,
everywhere, that in here, that's our only access in and out. There is no other way in or out. If they disturb that, we're in big trouble right here. And to get out, we have to get out to 7. Now, if that's clogged up, it is. It's just a nightmare.
It's not going to be the problem getting out. It's going to be the problem getting back in here because they're going to back up and going that way, going up on the far side. They're going to be backed up towards the thing. They're not going to be. But you to get come home, and you have a backup out there. You could be sitting out on 7 a long time before you get down to there.
You know the fact. Like even on truck night, we know what time to avoid that. We know the back ways around. But I'm saying, if something happens, we have to go over a bridge to get out. If there's any kind of disturbance, you know, to even affect that bridge where it's not safe, that is our only way out.
Yeah, in the event of an emergency or otherwise.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. And that is something you have to think of.
Plan B.
They know all that.
Right.
They know all the reasons we've given them.
But they don't want to... Well, you were at the meeting at the fire hall.
Yeah.
Now, you know where that fire hall is.
Yep. And now well, not really. I mean, I don't come here very often, so I don't know where it is relative to where we
Route
are right
7,
now.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
It's right up the road here.
Okay.
And that one's right there.
Okay.
And truck night's just beyond that.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's going to be a disaster out there on the weekends.
Yeah.
Traffic tie up.
I ask.
Anybody needs emergency help?
Forget about it.
Well, you better call an hour ahead of time.
Yeah, or you get a helicopter to fly in here.
Yeah.
Right?
How do we know an hour ahead of time something's going to happen?
I asked the chief of police, how's our township police force going to handle that? He said, well, I don't know. But the sheriff's department is getting involved now, too, in case this goes in. And we got all this traffic and everything. But what are they going to do? There's no pull-offs out there or nothing.
It's all culvert. Or it's all
ditches and
ditches
culverts.
And, yeah.
There's
yeah.
nowhere to pull
I tell you, man, that truck night thing that you talked about, that's the thing that sticks with me. That
They're
night,
gonna,
those nights
Come on
are
over.
Be...
We plan on doing a rally. We got to pull that together, Jim. That's our first opportunity to be seen with
right
our
up on
signs
the square.
At Brookfield Center.
Yeah.
We're going to be there Friday, Saturday, especially, probably Sunday. They're allowed to do everything Friday, Saturday. They can't run any trucks or do anything on that.
They got to move
on
out.
Sunday.
They got to leave.
But no, they don't have to leave until later in the day on Sunday.
Because they can camp there.
But
for
that's
going to
happen every month for 3 days right in a row.
Jeez.
That's our first opportunity. We're going to be there with signs. I want to see what happens. I will be filming. I will be taking pictures. I'll be holding signs. And it's not going to be pretty.
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
Yeah.
And another thing, I don't know if I ever told you this, but one day I stopped by the fire department, the fire station, and I just wanted to talk to them, just kind of see, you know, what they knew, if they could, you know, I was seeking information. This was sort of through the early stages of, 'cause I don't know about all this stuff. I don't even know what I'm supposed to look at out there. Like you said, that, well, there's going to be something sticking up out of the ground.
Oh, a lot, yeah.
Because there's one there.
It's going to be
and
holding
one over
tanks.
Here.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be...
But I stopped by the fire station, and I was asking him about, you know, the injection wells. And the fellow I talked to didn't talk too long. And he said, we're really not allowed to talk about it, the fireman.
Yeah.
He said, Highland Fields did approach us. So I think they're one of the donations, Jim.
Oh, Highland Field kid, the fire department.
I think. Oh. Why would they go and talk to all? He said they talked to all of us. They approached us. I thought, oh my God.
Well,
That's my personal feeling.
Right. You weren't there at the night at the trustee meeting when I asked Chief Barrett before he retired.
Yeah.
I said, is our fire department trained to fight a chemical fire? Oh, no. I said, is Highland Fields going to pay to train your fire department? No. Oh, no. I said, what if you have a fire back in there? You're not trained to get it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that'd be another issue. If they did have a fire, to get in off of 7 with a big fire truck back through there, I don't know.
There's all issues.
I don't know either.
Yeah, but the fact that they were approached by Highland Fields and Highland Fields talked to all of them. What does that tell you?
Yeah.
And he says, well, we're really not supposed to talk about it.
Because you know that'll be a chemical. There's just chemicals in that.
That's scary.
What's wrong with talking about it? What do you have to not talk about?
That's a donation. That's what I think. That's my personal opinion.
And we had a lady who's ahead of...
But I'm skeptical. I don't trust.
She organizes, if there's an emergency, where the people here should go and everything.
Disaster emergency.
We ask her. I ask her one question. Jane asked her another. She didn't answer either one, but she got up and left. So we have no emergency planning routes here on this.
No.
We don't know where we're going to, you know, if we do have an earthquake, where do they evacuate? Where do we go?
Fire or explosion.
Yeah. Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
We got to have some kind of a plan.
Right.
For the citizens. To get out of here if this happens.
Right.
And we have no plan.
It seems like people are just kind of see no evil, hear no evil.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
You're right there.
Yeah.
Because if you don't have a plan B, I mean, you're an emergency responder and you don't think for the worst. You can, I mean, it's one thing to let the community think that everything is all hunky-dory, but you're an emergency responder. You have to think of the worst possible conditions.
Right.
And plan for them. We know they don't.
Right. But they're not.
It's been in black and white and print.
We have no plan. I mean.
Yeah, there's just a. It seems like there's just a stunning amount of ignorance, or just willful ignorance, or just ignoring what is the potential costs of this thing going in. They just want to pretend like that's too bad.
You have two little children, right?
Yeah.
They're the most important, right?
Yeah.
Just like my wife, she's important to me.
Right.
I got to know, or I want to know, or I got to make my own plan.
Right.
What I would do.
Right.
To save our lives.
Right.
And your children are first with you.
Right.
You would get them out of an area like this as fast as you could.
Yep.
Yeah, we're left to fight for ourselves. Whatever happens. Because even for any kind of evacuation, I think it was stated in some newspaper somewhere that they have emergency shelters set up, but they're not going to tell anybody where they are until something happens.
Well, they come up with
going
to our high school.
But they have no emergency shelters set up.
Emergency planning, I don't know how, like for all these people that have to get out of here at once.
They don't.
That would be a disaster, trying to get them all out one way out of here.
Right.
And then you got trucks out there?
Yeah.
Right.
That's the only way.
I can't see ODNR or our officials not seeing all these problems we could have with these wells here.
No, what they're saying is those problems, the probability of those problems is slim to none. But you still have to plan for them.
Yeah.
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 Well, they were slim to none in Youngstown, too, and they had that one. Am I right or wrong?
You're right.
Looking out of Oklahoma, how many they've had.
Oh, forget about it.
They've proved that there's fungus injections.
Yeah, I work with some folks in Oklahoma, and I'm working with a lawyer right now. He's filing a class action lawsuit against one company in Oklahoma. And the thing is we all know which wells caused this earthquake.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing is to find a legal connection that stands up in court between X earthquake and Y injection well is so hard to do.
Yeah, that's what the attorney in Newcastle told us.
It's going to be so hard to do, and it's like that's the thing. I mean, but that's earthquakes, and then you know what you guys are talking about is the surface stuff about like you know if X event happens or if this truck night conflicts with this. But you know, then there's all the other smaller events that add up, whether it's